Well, we've done it. We've reached November 20th. Listen, 2009, 2012's not too far away. What's going to really happen? Listen, that is going to be the talk all around. Listen, talk shows, the world, movies, books. You got people getting on planes, going down to the old temples. They're taking the ayahuasca, man. They're taking the drugs so they can listen and speak to the spirits. What are they going to hear? Listen, as we look at the world around us and see the, and even feel this ominous sense in the world, we've got to realize that there are some deep roots to all of this that can be tracked, that can be looked at. I'm going to tell you tonight in tonight's show, we are doing a topic this week, the four nights that we have. Well, we got Monday night, we have Tuesday night at 7, Survive to Thrive. We have Wednesday night. And we have tonight, Friday night, all at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Now, this is going to be the topic that needs to be discussed again and again because globalism is not going away. Globalism could have been written about by a spirit guide that guided Alice Bailey in the 1930s. But it actually goes back further to the Nazis, the mediums, the spirit-driven or inspired secret societies. The concepts of globalism have been there, and it is part of a outside but now becoming an inside agenda. There are two things to it. It is from spiritual revelation, and it becomes ideology. Ideology, that is in the minds, in the hearts. It's written down, it's thought about, it's pursued ideology. And I'm going to talk about eight areas of that ideology. You can find it written in, believed about, agendas to push globalism. The ideology's out there. We're going to talk about eight areas, but we need to know the foundation. The foundation of globalism, it is a spiritual revelation that has become ideology. That means simply that it is now in the ideas. But I'm telling you, it's not just politics or military. I'm going to give you eight areas where that ideology that has come from spiritual revelation. We've said it again and again, globalism. There is no globalism without the spirit behind globalism. You've got to have that understanding to realize how this thing is, going global, how it's reaching so many, how it's entrenched in these eight areas that we're going to talk about tonight, and how it cannot be stopped right now. But I'm going to tell you another thing about globalism if you study biblical prophecy. By the time you get to Revelation chapter 12, it is without question, by that time, this new globalism has helped lead the way to the destruction of over 2 billion human beings. So coming to the future of the human race, spirit-revealed globalism, the ideology affecting 8 areas of life that finally guides the world to an incredible destruction. Tonight's topic out of this globalism is in the water. We did Monday night was breathing in and out globalism, politics. We did Tuesday night, wealth, globalism needs money. We did Wednesday night, military, globalism needs enforcement. Tonight it's religion. Globalism, quote, listen, globalism has a God, small g. Globalism has a God. Now, you would think that looking at the New Age movement and seeing the eclectic spirituality all through the New Age movement, which is the largest spiritual alternative movement going on in the world today, but it has no real definable leader. It's kind of just, well, it seems that it's eclectic, or at least that the leader behind the scenes of the New Age movement is behind the curtains. Oh, there's going to be an apocalypse, a revealing, an unveiling of the source of globalism. I mean, we could talk about that source tonight, but I'm going to simply say this to all the globalists, Luciferians and Satanists, to the ones that monitor the show from anywhere from, you know, the Brotherhood, the ancient Brotherhood, military, politics. Let me tell you right now that I do understand globalism cannot exist without the spirit behind it. And tonight's topic, religion and globalism, simply this: globalism has a God. Listen, welcome to everyone coming in tonight to the show. Glad to have you. 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to 7 on Friday nights around the world. And we are just pleased to have so many that have emailed. We definitely need to apologize because we have hundreds of emails that we have not yet even gotten to. We're trying to get to 20, 30 a day. The other day I got over 100 dealt with, but that left me with about 400 behind. So we're trying to catch up, trying to catch everybody. We're glad that we have friends from the UK, from Australia, from Canada, from the United States of America, and other places. So listen, if you're from another nation around the world listening, even if you've listened to the archives, we'd love to hear from you. You can email me during the show even. It is shatterxmail@sbcglobal.net, sbcglobal.net, shatterxmail@sbcglobal.net. And we're able sometimes to respond directly to your live emails that come in. Now, we also have quite a few folks signing up for the weekly preemptor. It's the newsletter we put out that has a lot of information, free MP3, all kinds of training materials. Now, the best thing to do right now is go to shatterthedarkness.net, and you're going to find all of the information. That is our central site. It will lead you to all the others. We have a series on discernment. We have a series on the rise of Homo Satanus. We have a series on Psy Wars that is out there right now. And we are a few days behind. I deeply apologize. We have been out of it for a few days. We have had a leg injury, and we have been down. We're not able to drive. We're not able to, well, for a day or two, couldn't even walk up the stairs. We are seemingly about 50% better. And we had some friends in that came from New York and Canada yesterday. And we have was able to kind of negotiate the use of this leg to be able to engage and talk. And it was great. And maybe if they're listening tonight, again, blessings to you both. And it was a great privilege to see you. I love the providence of God. I really do. There is in the world around us a synchronicity of another spiritual source. And that spiritual source is, you know, guiding and arranging and directing. But it's always guiding people. Every time I hear it, it's guiding people to, well, an alternative and lesser light. An alternative and lesser light. Very important for us to have discernment today. Very important for us to realize that the Spirit of God is operating in the world, drawing men, women by the millions worldwide to the living Christ, to engagement with God, to the gift of indestructible immortality. But there are many hundreds of thousands of spirits operating out of another domain that seek to keep people from Christ, from God. They want to retool, they want to return, they want to change, and they want to offer an alternative. And by the millions, individuals have grabbed a hold of the New Age movement. And that is found throughout ufology, that is found in textbooks, that's found in now in success ideology, in business corporations. Very important to find out what spirit is guiding you. If it's the Spirit of God, He's going to bring you to the brilliance of Christ, the love of God, the empowerment that God would give, and a relationship to where you know that you know that you know God is real. And you're going to see God face to face someday. And you've got the gift of eternal life. There's no questions about the great beyond. Listen. It's more than a journey when you have the Spirit of God dwelling inside of you. It is literally a relationship that brings a guarantee. The Spirit of God dwelling in your life, you read about it in the book of Ephesians chapter 1. He is referred to as the deposit, a guarantee of what's to come. So that when you know the Spirit of God in Christ, you will have not only the relationship with God, the ability to grow and develop and become just strong and versed and knowledgeable and deeply spiritual in Christ, but you'll be able to then discern the dark side, even when it presents itself as light. And that is vital to know. That is absolutely vital to know. Listen, there are the tainted waters of globalism. Globalism is in the water. It was the topic of this theme this week. It seems to be drunk by the politicians and by the military and by economic and by environmentalists and many other areas. Now, I'm going to bring out eight areas tonight. Because globalism, and I hope that globalists listen, globalism has a god. Small g. The same one that thousands of years showed up in the garden. Opposed to God, the power of deceit, power of seduction. And the nature that was revealed there and the methodology that was revealed there is what is operative right now. The supernatural offer is real, but wrong. The request to chuck God completely and embrace the new spirituality, because the new spirituality will bring an evolution to deity, an evolution to humanity. That is the foundational didache, doctrine, the Luciferian doctrine. It is the foundational doctrine of the entire New Age movement. It has bled out into 2012. Ufologists, remote viewers. And what the finite fallen cherub could not do because of his finiteness. And would not do because he's a liar. And has never done, and I'm going to say again, never has done, because the finite cannot evolve into the infinite. It's never happened in earth-based religions guided by this fallen cherub. It's never happened among the Gnostics, among Hinduism, among older Buddhists in the New Age movement. After all these years, there has been no evolution to deity. Though there's this swelling belief and this sense that it's coming, that by 2012, maybe the spiritual wave that will embrace the planet, that will shock the planet into a new level of human consciousness. That's when the new deification will come. And I'm going to tell you blatantly by the Spirit of God, by the revelation that He has given, that that is a massive deceit. It will not occur. And the spiritual deception that is being offered and gripping millions will lead to vast destruction of humanity, vast destruction of the earth. All you got to do, again, if you want to see spirit-based revelation, I'm talking about God the Holy Spirit, quite different from all the finite spirits. The Spirit of God's data, the Spirit of God's revelation in Revelation 9, you're going to see very clearly that the alternative spiritual movement, the supernaturalism that is out there right now, with an underlying doctrine that, listen, if you follow it, you will evolve to deity. They have lied to you. And they are willing to cut your spiritual throat, your eternal throat. They have no care for you whatsoever. It is about deception. It is about using humanity. And if you have not seen the agenda of the dark side and its desire to totally consume the world, well, listen, maybe some of you have been looking at and considering all of the, well, globalist agenda. You've been looking at the Bilderbergers. You've been looking at Bohemian Grove. You've been looking at political ideology. You've been looking at the critical mass. You've been looking at, even in the military, in the spirit-guided development of the 1st Earth Battalion, a la The Men Who Stare at Goats, the movie that's out. Everybody's talking about it. I listened to George Norrie talk with Colonel John Alexander just the other night. And I don't know if anybody caught this or not, but John Alexander talked about the energies that are behind the psychic abilities, the remote viewing, and the things that they're after. Nailing down the source of the energies. Do you not realize that fallen angels emanate energies? Do you not realize that when dark spirits operate, energy emanates off of their supernatural operation? And I'm going to say, for the believers in Christ out there, it's the same thing. As God is operating through you, there is a sense, and even the scriptures will speak about, this presence of dunamis, a felt power, a presence that is real and supernatural and feelable and demonstrative. That is true on the other side. The spirits, more than ever, as God has said, would begin to break through the veil and begin to operate into our world as never before in human history. And we have not seen anything yet. The supernaturalism will continue to develop, to break through, to fill the air, to fill the politics, to fill the military, to fill earth-based religion, to fill the critical mass. Oh yes, you can feel it in the air tonight. You can feel it in the consciousness. Well, listen, you can talk about the collective consciousness. What old psychiatrist Jung was talking about was that, well, some people call it the field around the earth, the global brain, the conscious universe. And I will say, yes, I agree. There is a living presence. There is an energy. The old ones talked about the Akashic Records. And if you talk to the old psychics and the old astral projectors, they're going to tell you that the Akashic Records that are out there in the heavenlies, it's not just benign information. It's not just the volumes of the sum total of universal information, as they would say. Even before I came to Christ, the master that taught me Golden Buddha and how to leave the body and how to get to the ascended masters called this arena the great universal, where all the knowledge. And I am telling you right now, there is a place that contains a counterfeit source. A seemingly unending file cabinet of information. Now, that's all of the outside. That's all of just checking something from the outside. It's when you get into the inside. The old psychics, the old astral projectors will tell you that the information has a source. There are spiritual beings that are there caring for that information, operating the information, giving that operation. The whole place is filled with spirits. So what is being said by the older mediums, by the older psychics, by the now new remote viewers, by the founding writers of the New Age movement, including Halina Blavatsky and also Alice Bailey, it's important because it's affecting the world. It's affecting politics. It is infecting U.S. politics as we speak. It is infecting and has infected England's political structure, Europe's political, environmental, economic military. Listen, we're going to go over all of those eight that we're going to talk about tonight. The spiritual realm around the earth. I'm going to give you a number of verses tonight too. Listen, even if you're not a believer in Christ yet, and I will just blatantly tell you, my hope is that you will look at Christ and the cross and see, as the scripture says, in Christ dwells all the, listen, in him dwells all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. There is a spiritual singularity. There is an infinite being in which all the knowledge, all the information, all the wisdom, based in aletheia, based in truth, where there is no lie, there is no shadow, there is no confusion, there is no deception, there is no, listen, there is no seduction. So I'm going to be very clear, as the Spirit of God guides me here tonight, to tell you that that I hope you make it to Christ. You know, it's to me like the two thieves on the cross in between Christ. One that utterly rejected, snarling, and dying in his sin and his misery. No hope there. And the other thief on the cross, next to Jesus, recognizes him, wants him, accepts him as Lord, calls him Lord. Have you ever studied the words that Jesus spoke to him? On the cross is God now in manifest human flesh. A counterfeit is coming. The fallen cherub in human skin, the Antichrist. On the cross, you have the singularity. Infinite source. Infinite. Please understand infinite. There is no height, depth, width, length. There's no way to measure. One of the attributes of God and his knowledge and his wisdom and his love and his mercy and his presence and his power is immeasurability. Not with a yardstick, not with a powerful telescope. You cannot measure God. You cannot measure God in any possible way. No finite tool, not even the combination of every possible finite technology tool, can measure God. So when we talk about the revelation of God, the knowledge of God, the wisdom of God, the brilliance of God is found. And listen, that verse I've quoted is in Colossians, the book of Colossians. In Christ are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. The alternative to all of this, the Akashic records, the unconscious, you know, the collective unconscious, the field. What I want to warn New Agers and remote viewers and others about today is that what you are tapping into and what you are allowing to tap into you is an ancient source superior to your spiritual, mental, emotional, volitional abilities and discernment. You're tapping in. Or literally, they are tapping in. It's a spiritual source. It's from this spiritual source that even the first words, the first idea, the first dream, the first vision of globalism has come. The incredible revelation of the infinite, uncreated, eternal Spirit of God. Now, that's a big issue. Omniscience, omnipresence. God has brought a revelation. The book of Ephesians chapter 2. The words are, the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient. Let me define all of this. Out of the original Greek language, it begins with the idea of a ruler. It's the Greek word for ruler, someone who's in charge, the prince, the ruler. The next word literally is domain. The ruler of the domain. A place of, given authority. There's a place, not just locality alone, but the idea of domain. It has the idea of kingdom. It has the idea of a hierarchy. But he's the ruler of that hierarchy. He's the ruler of that domain. He's the ruler of dark spiritual powers. Now let's define that in Ephesians 2. The ruler of dark spiritual powers. Now listen, it says that he is in the eros, the Greek word eros. This ruling spirit over all other fallen spirits, a domain, a hierarchy, and the locality is revealed to being in the eros. Check out the Greek word from deep Greek scholars, and you'll find out that it involves the immediate dense atmosphere that encircles the earth. What occultists, psychics, spiritists, and others have called, and now remote viewers have called the Hall of Records, the Akashic Records, the collective unconscious. That is the realm, the place of the ruler of the domain of the Eros, the atmosphere that encircles the globe, emanating activity, emanating presence, power, and energy. So the answer to Colonel Alexander, John Alexander, on the show with George Norrie just the other night, referring to remote viewing and psychic abilities and so forth, in the quest to know what the energies are, what is the source of the energies? The source of the energies come from this domain. There is a ruler of this domain. It is a spiritual domain that emanates enormous power, enormous energy, methodology, and let me say, it has massive, massive agenda that has been on that frog in the kettle or incremental approach for many, many years now. Soon, part of the plan that will literally shock the world will involve a planetary spiritual wave. New Agers know about it. They're all believing in it. They're all seeking it. They're all waiting for it. They believe it's going to bring a evolution, an instantaneous evolution to human consciousness, and bring us to a new age, bring us to a new order, bring us to a globalism that they've been believing in, holding convergences for. I heard some people talking the other night when they kept on talking about praying. We're praying and this thing occurred. We're praying this. But my question was, who were they praying to? No one. They were just simply saying, they were saying an uttered phrase or uttered sentence or whatever else, and that it would go out there and have effect. They weren't praying. It was not at all praying to God. And so I want you to know that the alternative spiritual Dadake doctrine teachings, because you can't engage anything without some teachings. And so the New Age is laced with teaching. They will call it spirituality, but the spirituality has written down Dadake teaching. As a matter of fact, the foundations of the New Age is the Secret Doctrine by Helena Blavatsky, and the 21 or more volumes that was written by Alice Bailey from the 30s on, they both confess they were guided by an ascended master, a spiritual entity guided them. They were in relationship. They had a real connection to. Clearly defining itself to be finite, to be different than God, different than Christ, different than the Scriptures. Whether it was the same spirit or not, or two different ascended masters that guided them, please understand that all of their writings have a spiritual source that were written down that became didache, teaching, and became ideology. The ideas, whether written down or in the mind and brain of people, that motivate them to move according to that teaching or ideology. Now, the reason this is vital and important is because we have been given a heads up about all of this. Even as far back as Psalm chapter 2, 3,000 years ago, God has spoken to the kings, the leadership of the world, military and political, the nations of the world, and the peoples, the critical mass that are grasping this foundational teaching, holding to this ideology, believing in globalism, the critical mass that will be committed to globalism will carry with it, now listen, a deep, growing, broadening, well, ideology, sense, a critical mass of the spirit of Antichrist. A critical mass of Antichrist against the real Christ of Scripture. And a promotion of a new Christ. And it seems like all of the popular areas like Oprah Winfrey and Eckhart Tolle, by the millions, people have learned from them, as Eckhart Tolle tells everybody, not to look for a visible Christ. He calls that basically nonsense. And so does Alice Bailey, and so do the writers that have been guided by these spirit guides of the New Age. Now, contrast that to God the Holy Spirit. If you take a look at the Scriptures, you've got 40 writers. It took about 1,600 years. Three continents, three languages, the most incredible and spectacular human endeavor in all of human literature. You want to know something? Every single one of those writers did know the source of the revelation. Just as Alice Bailey, David Spangler, Helena Blavatsky, Barbara Marx Hubbard, all the remote viewers, everybody that's writing today, military leaders, psi, warfare, lab specialists and scientists, just as they have data coming to them, revelation coming to them, which most of them will acknowledge, a spirit guided, dictated, led, like the Course in Miracles, a spirit guided that lady psychologist to give a alternative to God, spiritual platform, teaching. So on that side, it's very clear, spirit-given revelation, the ideology that moves, that leads people to embrace the spirits and the supernaturalism of the New Age. Now on the other side of that, we've said the Spirit of God has brought revelation. Listen, I want you to understand, every writer of the Scripture, they were in fellowship with God. They knew God. There was a personal relationship with God. And they knew they were guided by the Spirit of God, and they even recognized each other, whether New Testament writers recognizing the Old or Peter recognizing Paul. They recognized that all of it was guided, directed by the Spirit of God. Matter of fact, in Timothy it says, all grapha, all the writings, Scripture, are God-breathed. Inspired is a good word, but a better definition of that Greek word that's almost three words in one. God-breathed. There's a singularity, an infinite singularity source behind the totality of Scriptures that not only bring the revelation of God, His character, His name, His his agenda, his work in the world, what happened to us, his love, his redemption, the incredible promises of a new age, a kingdom of God that is coming. Folks, listen to me. Listen, new agers and psychics and military men and women, those in the remote viewing realms, I make no bones about the fact that I love you, that the Spirit of God that guides me is passionate inside, that leads me to and compels me to say to you, you stand in the middle. You can accept the spirituality and supernaturalism that has come from the New Age spirits of this day, the alternative spirituality. Notice something, it never led you to God. Never led you to Christ. Notice something, it led you away from the real Christ of Scripture. All the prophets, all the apostles, all the elect angels of God, they know who Jesus really is. Even the demons know who Jesus really is, the real Christ of Scripture, who's alive right now, who knows you right now, is aware of you right now, and is infinitely, listen, well, present right there. That's why when the Scripture is spoken anywhere in the world, that whosoever calls on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ can be saved. Doesn't make any difference if it's South Africa, South America. Doesn't make any difference if it's in Russia or China. Doesn't make any difference if it's way up in Canada in a little hut, or a soldier listening on a computer in a tent. Doesn't make any difference where you're listening. The living Christ who blasted apart the finality of death is there. He's alive. He rose. The Spirit of God is seeking you and trying to draw you. But there's a battle and there's another source. There's another spirit that is operating supernaturally in the world. Well, matter of fact, going back to Ephesians 2, I mentioned that he's the prince of the power of the Eros, the atmosphere around the earth. The spirit who is now at work, he's called a spirit. And he's said to be at work in biblical context, the Greek word work. I mean, that's used of God's work in a believer, referring to God's supernatural operating presence in a believer in Christ. Here it's referring to satanic supernatural operating presence in those who are still embracing the rebellion, still embracing. Chuck God, embrace the new spirituality, and believe that you're going to be deified. Never happened, never will. Not even the fallen cherub himself has evolved, developed, changed into the infinite. He cannot. I don't know if it's a matter of physics, a matter of mathematics. Maybe the old theologians, new theologians. But I think that anybody can pretty much, if they think through it, equate the fact that the finite cannot become the infinite. The infinite never became. The infinite always was. When you read things like in Isaiah chapter 6, Yahweh Adonai, who was, is, and is to come, when you read things like in the Gospel of John chapter 1, in the beginning was the Word was with God, the Word was God. The little English word was is the Greek word in the imperfect, and there is no starting place, no past. Literally, in the beginning was and always has been the Word. And the Word was and always has been with God. And the Word was and always has been God. And God, the Word, became flesh. Well, you know the story. All the New Agers, even ufologists and the entities you're engaging, y'all are believing that somehow you're going to become like Jesus. I mean, Colonel Stubblebine believed that there was something to the physics of Jesus to where he could learn, grow, obtain that, and run through a wall. Go through a wall. After all, Jesus did that. As they have been trying in deep Luciferianism, Satan seeks to counterfeit every single thing God does. Acts chapter 8 shows the bi-location of Philip. And even when remote viewers and those who are into kind of the New Age physics say, hey, we're going to be able to do that someday. And the idea is we'll be able to do that at will. And they use Acts chapter 8 where Philip was bi-located from one place instantaneously miles and miles away to another place. Oh, it wasn't about astral projecting his spirit. It wasn't about remote viewing. Physically, his entire being instantaneously went from one place to miles and miles away. And so there's the science that seeks to find out how. And more importantly, they want to find out how they can do it. And the concept of Colonel Stubblebine, you'll even see in the movie, they kind of make a mock of it. But he really believed in the kind of spiritual physics of being able to be changed to where you can heighten yourself spiritually, so much so that you can run and walk through walls. That was part of the concept and belief system of super soldiers. Literally, Jesus did this when the disciples were all hiding out from being taken and killed. Jesus, after the resurrection, obviously shows up. The door is locked from the inside. And it wasn't really a matter of walk. I don't know if he walked right up through and to, or if there was another way. I don't know how that works. Man, that's the physics of God. No matter how much we do discover, you've got to understand the infinite physics of God will always be a miracle to us. Don't you realize? Set aside the pride. You can't become the. You can't put God in totality under your microscope. Slice him up, define him, try to draw all his abilities, and become the same thing. That's exactly what the once anointed cherub desired and wanted while in the heavenlies, while walking among the fiery stones of God, while being this incredible being of enormous power and light. He transmuted. There was a disintegration of him. DNA, genetics, whatever you want to call it. He was utterly transmuted. Eternally transmuted. And that's the same being that's behind the globalism today. That's the God behind globalism. The one with violent, passionate revolt that desired to annihilate God, push God aside, and take the throne of God. Listen, study and see the intensity of the violent will to power. And I'm not talking about Nietzsche. I'm talking about Isaiah 14. I'm talking about the five I wills. And I'm going to tell you that right now, that which is behind the living brain or the energy field around the globe, or what some call the Akashic Records, the Bible calls where the prince of the power of the Eros, the atmosphere, the spirit who is operating supernaturally, is doing it from that realm. That realm is tapping into and drawing people's curiosities, and people are responding and drawing back into it. It's real. There's real spiritual effect. There's real spiritual enhancements. But deceptive. But there's an agenda. And that spiritual source cannot and will not ever lead anyone to God. If you have a God complex, if you think you're going to be able to become God, really? Can you create a universe so vast that it's seemingly no one can calculate its totalities? Well, listen, we've got about 15 minutes left here tonight. I want to tell you about the God behind globalism, small g. I want you to write down, if you will, 1 John chapter 5, when it talks about the evil one who's in control of the whole world. Or 2 Corinthians 4:4, when it talks about that the God of this eon, this time period, referring to Satan, referring to this prince of the power of the air, the God of this age or eon has blinded the minds, well, literally, of billions. That's who's operating to keep people from seeing God in human flesh and God's revelation. I don't know everyone that listens, but I do know from the writings or the emails that I get in, and even letters that come in, some anonymous, some that are anonymous. So it shows me that there are many believers in Christ, but there are also those who do recon. There are also those who are opposed to what we're saying, but they're listening. And I think it's very important as you're listening to this, and there's a reason why, and I'm going to tell you that God's providence, which is bigger than your understanding, is part of this divine appointment you and I are having this day, even if it is, many days later and you're listening to an archive, God, the Holy Spirit, is omniscient, omnipresent. Even if it's 9 months later and you're hearing this voice, it may have been guided by the Spirit of God, who I'm talking about, to draw you to the singularity of spiritual reality. Has anybody done what Christ has done? Anybody born like him? Anybody lived like him? Anybody die and rise from the dead and ascend into the heavens like him? To whom have all the elect angels pledged their worship and declarations of deity other than Christ? Now, I've mentioned 1 John 5 referring to the God behind globalism. And I'm telling you that globalism, if you track it all the way backwards, has a spiritual source. It begins with spiritual revelation. It begins with the fact that spirit has engaged individuals who have come to believe and then brought revelation, data, didache, teaching, that once written down, once spoken, once put out there, and then beginning to be grasped by hundreds, then thousands, then millions, and then coming billions. It is an ideology. Globalism is an ideology that can be tracked back to a spirit-given moment. Well, a moment in time where a spirit is given the revelation. But not the Spirit of God. The Spirit that gave the revelation to Helena, to Alice, to secret societies, to Albert Pike, and you can go through a whole list of others, to most every single New Age writer, ufologist writer, those engaging in remote viewing of entities out there, it's all the same. And I'm telling you right now that it involves the prince of the power of the air, that immediate atmosphere around the earth, a spirit who is now supernaturally operative in those who do not have the Spirit of God. 1 John 5 talks about this same being in control of the whole world. 2 Corinthians 4:4 talks about this being blinding humanity so they can't see the truth. This biblical revelation in Revelation 12 talks about how he is the ancient dragon who seeks to lead the whole world, globalism, astray. Revelation 16. A planetary spiritual wave, another layer of the onion in the broadest, most powerful. And yes, even on the satanic side, the Greek word is dunamis. It's where we get our English word dynamite. And to my friend that has written in here, Andy, he's writing to me saying, Brother Russ, just a quick question. What is the definition of dunamis? Can't find anything concise on the internet. So also you've spoken of it before on your past programs. If you look under the English word power, when Jesus says you shall receive the power of the Spirit, where the Bible talks about the power of prayer or the power of the Word of God, or in Romans chapter 1, the power of the gospel. That's the Greek word dunamis. It's where we get the word dynamite. It involves the felt, expressed, real power of God. Now, that word is used even of Satan. He has a dunamis. There is effect. There is a felt effect, a sense of energy. Now, if you look up, and I'm going to tell you a really good place if you want to look up Greek, if you got your Bible, it is, listen, just simply www.biblios.com, B-I-B-L-O-S, B-I-B-L-O-S.com. If you look up biblios.com and just follow the instructions there about how to go to what chapter and what place, you'll be able to go to English translations. You'll be able to go to Greek, Hebrew. You'll go to definitions. It's a great place. Another great place to find definition is the Net Bible. If you go to the Net Bible, they do a very good job on the Greek giving you definitions. So primarily in the New Testament, the word power, listen, for you who are saved, you're saved by the power of God. The power of the Holy Spirit is in you. The power of God dwells. Listen, 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 3, the Bible says, His divine power has been given to you. So, it's just simply the Greek word, where we get the English word, dynamite. Where the concept is a felt, conscious power that brings the transformation on the inside when Christ comes in. The dunamis of the Holy Spirit empowering you to be a witness for God. Power falls in revivals. Power is exerted. The power of God is exerted. Now listen, I want you to do something. Study Ephesians chapter 1 and 2. Circle the word power. You can go all the way to chapter 3. It's going to talk about power many times for the believer. An incomparably great power for us who believe. The power of God that dwells in you, the dunamis of God that dwells in you is said to be the exact same dunamis power that was exerted in raising Christ from the dead. Now listen, I am running out of time, and I need to tell you about the eight other things. I've mentioned that globalism has a God. I've mentioned that it's the prince of the power of the air, the Spirit, who is supernaturally operative in those who do not have the Spirit of God in them. That all the New Age, that all of globalism has a spiritual source of entities that have guided the writings. And ideology has developed from that. Here's the places of globalist ideology. I'm going to give you eight real quick. Critical mass in the thinking of humanity. Simply, it's in the mindset. It's been around now so long in books and materials, spiritually guided, spiritual forces pushing it, that is now growing into the critical mass of people around the world. Oh, it'll get broader. It'll get wider. It'll get stronger. It'll show that it desires a new God, a new spiritual source, and wants to throw what it would consider old God and Christ out. So it's a critical mass. The ideology of globalism is infused now in critical mass thinking, feeling, thought, discussion, coffee shops, university classrooms. It is an ideology, number two, that is infused into politics. Copenhagen. Just check it out coming up in December. Check out with the Bilderbergers. Check out all the globalist meetings. Globalism is in the waters. It's in the politics. So when you hear politicians all around the world beginning to talk about a new world, a new age, globalism, they've been infected by the ideology. And the ideology is a spiritual revelation, and the spiritual revelation came from a spiritual entity. That is opposed to God with all of its being, hates God with all of its being, seeks to replace. Watch out that you don't get deceived and used like Judas. Three, it's an ideology that is clearly infused in military systems. Even the 1st Earth Battalion spirituality behind, the spirituality behind Colonel Shannon and the rest of them is not the spirit of God, but the spirit of the New Age. The spirit, the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who is operative in those who don't know the living Christ. Let me go on to four. It is the ideology, globalist ideology now in nations that are clamoring for connections to the world. That's why there's a United Nation. That's why in the IMF, the International Monetary Fund, that's why even there the nations have gone from 40 to 186. The drive to bring nations together, nations wanting to be connected, nations wanting the wealth of the other nations. So the ideology of globalism is in the nations. Let me give number five. It is in the economics. Once again, it all, you know, follow the money. It's all going in a certain direction that continues to build the empowerment financially, ultimately for globalism. In the economic realm, there is a push for globalism. That ideology is there. Let me go on to number seven, or six rather. Environmental. Look at Copenhagen. Look at Gore. Look at others. It's one thing to care about the earth, the planet, as we should. It's another thing to be deceptive and deceiving, to collect funds, all for the purpose of driving and pinning the world down to globalism. Well, the seventh is world religions, and all the meetings you find out in world religions, globalism's behind it. One last one, you're going to have to think about this. I'll bring it up next week. Space-based threats. That's right. Ufology and space-based threats will begin to pour out the concepts of globalism. Listen, this is Russ Dizdar, shatterthedarkness.net on the web, and I would plead with you, if you have never come to the living Christ, he's alive, he's there, he loves you, he can come into your life. Write to me, shatterxmail@sbcglobal.net. Dear believers, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. God bless you tonight.